And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Once again, another hazy day here in the Gold Country. The Amador County Public Health Department has issued a frequently asked questions publication about public health and wildfire smoke. And basically, it reads, as California wildfire season continues, residents are asking about air pollution in affected areas. And the main question that's being asked to the health department is wildfire smoke a threat to my health? And the answer, according to Dr. Kerr, is smoke from wildfires is basically a mixture of gases and fine particles from the burning debris, trees, plants, and other materials. And it can irritate your eyes and your respiratory system and can also worsen any chronic heart and lung disease. So how much and how long you're exposed to the smoke, as well as your age and degree of susceptibility, play a role in determining whether or not you'll experience smoke-related health problems. Now, if you are experiencing serious medical problems for any reason, and we've been talking about this for weeks now, seek medical treatment immediately. Immediately seek medical aid from your family care provider, or even call 911. And another question, and JD and I have talked about this too, how can you tell if smoke is affecting your family or even yourself? And of course, the answer to that would be that smoke causes coughing, a scratchy throat, irritated sinuses, even shortness of breath and chest pain, headaches, stinging eyes or runny nose, and even an upset stomach at times. And if you have a heart or lung disease, smoke could make, the symptoms worse. Again, if you are experiencing any health issues, please contact 911. When smoke levels are high, even healthy people can experience some of the symptoms, like, chest discomfort, as we mentioned, coughing, inability to breathe normally, wheezing, or shortness of breath. And if you suffer from allergies, asthma, or any other, like COPD, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. And again, I guess the main thing that both Dr. Kerr and Jim McCargue were here the other day, and they were saying, smoke levels, when they're high, affect everyone, from youngsters all the way up to oldsters. So, again, take precautions to keep yourself safe, basically, is the word on that. So elsewhere in the news this morning, the Amador County School Board has voted to place a bond measure on the November ballot in the hopes of raising millions of dollars for school site repair and construction. In a unanimous vote at last night's meeting, the board voted to place a general obligation bond on the ballot for the general election set for November 6th. If approved by voters, the bond would raise $78 million over the next 10 years to pay for both repair of existing facilities and construction of new buildings at the county schools. The bonds would then be paid back over a 30-year period with a special assessment tax on all properties in the county. Properties would be charged $59 per year for every $100,000 of assessed value. As part of the approval package, the board listed a large number of potential projects that can be funded with the bond money, and no school site has been left off this list. The bond measure will require, though, a 55% majority to pass. The school district itself cannot spend any money advocating for the bond, and any election campaign will have to be set up as an independent organization.
And we have an update on the power pole situation, the PG&E pole in the Amador City Dry Town area. This was New Chicago at California Mine, and looks like no flames on the power pole. It was just smoking there from the pole. PG&E has been contacted. Crews are on scene. So, of course, no fire, no extension into any vegetation. So just some smoke coming from failed equipment on that pole. PG&E has been notified, and they'll come out and make necessary repairs. But at this time, does not look like any threat. No power outages associated at this time. And moving on in the news, a town hall meeting dealing with the Calaveras County Tree Mortality Program will be held August 23rd, 6 p.m. in the West Point Community Hall. Hosted by District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi, a number of topics ranging from the county's tree mortality program, wildfire preparedness, and plans for local fuel break projects will be addressed. Now, members of the Calaveras County Tree Mortality Program will be on hand, and they'll be answering questions. Also, property owners who've received letters requesting right of entry permission for the County Tree Mortality Program or other fuel break projects are encouraged to attend. For more information, contact Sharon Torrance at 701-425-3106.
And the Amador County Peace Officers Association seeking nominations for Peace Officer and Citizen of the Year for 2018. All nominations should include a brief statement to support the nomination. Please submit nominations to the Amador County Peace Officers Association, care of the Awards Committee in Sutter Creek. Please do so before September 12th. The awards dinner is set for the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill, Saturday the 27th. No host cocktails at 6, followed by dinner at 7. Tickets are $30 and are available from any Amador County Peace Officer Association member.
And enjoy the early evening views from the historic Kennedy Mine later this month. August 25th, the Kennedy Mine Foundation presents Over Jackson at Dusk, a casual evening of live music, wine, and tasty bites at the Kennedy Mine office on the hill. Featuring multiple vintages of local wines, relax on the lawn or balcony, enjoy one of the best views in Amador County while listening to music of Windhorse. Tickets available online at kennedygoldmine.com, the Amador Chamber of Commerce, Amador Council of Tourism, or at the Kennedy Mine. For more info, call the Kennedy Mine at 223-9542.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning. Once again, if you are experiencing any smoke-related health problem, if you're experiencing serious medical issues for any reason, seek medical treatment immediately. That's the word from Dr. Kerr and the Amador County Public Health Department. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy, reporting. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.